This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to all you joyriders out there. This is a fantastic show from the guys you know. I'm speaking of none other than the Band of Brothers. My name's Keith, producer for such fine Truth Network programming like The Masculine Journey and Masculine Journey After Hours. In this podcast, you can expect to laugh and smile with godly men who want nothing more than to honor and glorify God. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the joyride. Hey, joyriders. Well, the fall boot camp is now in the books, and we turn the page to the AAR, or the After Action Review. This week, the guys share their fondest memories and experiences from the boot camp. Speaking of which, when you get the chance, you should go and listen to the live episode of The Masculine Journey from the boot camp, and we pray that it will bring you encouragement and a laugh or two. Now, during the boot camp, at one of their praise sessions, Robbie introduced a different way to praise and worship God. It was through moving gestures with music. Now, normally, the thought of older guys dancing around in music would inspire a plethora of old guy jokes. I mean, the old guy jokes would practically write themselves. However, these are men that were given praise and worship to Jesus, and we don't mock that ever. Plus, if my mom found out I joked about something like that, the lecture from her would be epic. She called me by my full name, wag her finger at me. She probably tried to ground me.
Welcome back to Masculine Journey. That was a bump in, and I think was that Bethel music? Is that
it? Yes.
Yeah, Bethel music. And all right, so the reason I chose that bump, it was what I thought was going to be my least favorite part of boot camp. It was a surprise from Robbie, and I know if I say this, some guys are going to go, "I'm not going to go." But no, I saw we had, you know, we have a worship, couple worship sessions, you know, one Saturday evening and one Sunday, and I saw a little bit of a video play, you know, where people were doing like these moving gestures, you know, like worshiping through moving, doing some gestures to this song. And Robbie was getting real quiet about it. And he's like, I didn't want to show that quite yet. You know, he's telling David. And I told David, I'm like, I'm not doing it. So, I'm like, I know Robbie wants it, but I really don't want to do it. That's like way outside my comfort zone. And so, you know, then, you know, Robbie has a way of getting people to participate. And I got to say, it was fun. I enjoyed doing it, and it was a different way to worship. I'll give you that. But what I enjoyed more was looking around the room and just seeing so many of the guys that completely, completely got into it. You know, that were just really worshiping in a different way that, you know, I would have thought it would have been just crickets. But it was as opposite as it could be. And guys were just thoroughly enjoying it. And it was a blast. It was a lot of fun. And, you know, definitely, I think God laid that on your heart, Robbie. But it was a pretty cool part of the weekend. It was one of my favorite parts from the standpoint of a biggest surprise for me. So
yeah, well, that particular morning, Danny, you know, we started working in the kitchen most mornings about 2 or 3 o'clock. And I don't know what the time when Danny came in, maybe it was 4 or 5, whenever he came in, and we had the worship music just blasting me and Gene in there. And Danny was like, "Man, you're making me cry." He was, and we just had the best time worshiping. And that whole day was just a day of worship, like it really was. And that night, long before we got to that song, you know, my heart was totally, like, I don't know if I've told you, Andy, you just picked the perfect songs to really set that song up so that when it broke, people were ready to really dance.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the most, even before that
right
part, it was the most I'd ever seen the guys participate in singing, you know, in a worship session. It was, I was at the point, you know, because I was running the, I was lighting technician over there with the light switch. And you know, I could see everybody, you know, and everybody, you know, for the most part was singing along, you know, and that was pretty cool because you don't normally see that. especially in a group of guys. You don't see that very frequently.
But. Well, the cool part of the other side of me walking in on, I mean, they did have music blaring. It's like 4:30 in the morning, and I'm hunting coffee, you know, the old nine yards. And, you know, they're, and I'm, Robbie said, you want me to turn it down? I said, no. And because I'm listening to these songs, I said, what are you playing? He said, this is my playlist. And I was in shock, to be honest with you, because I learned something about my friend Robbie. Because for whatever reason, nothing that Robbie's ever done that I know of is, I just kind of thought he was indifferent to that kind of worship music, just that kind of deal, and just kind of...
It would be all Hebrew all the time.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, he got some Hebrew, you know, something going on.
Something
like that, you know, the monks walking in, you know, whole nine yards or something.
So from the Guys of Masculine Journey, I'm Keith, and we'll see you down the road.
This is the Truth Network.